In the Gospel read on Easter Sunday, we heard about Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John going to the tomb and finding it empty. All they found was the burial cloth lying there without Jesus. Later, after Peter and John left, Mary Magdalene, meets Jesus. Today's gospel takes place that same day, that same evening, Sunday, the first day of the week. The disciples are gathered, probably talking about all these events and what's been happening the last couple of days. They are all there except Thomas, and the doors are locked. The Gospels say that the doors are locked because of fear of the Jews. We know this doesn't mean all the Jews, because the apostles themselves were Jews. When John uses the term the Jews, what he really means is the Jewish leaders, the ones who turned Jesus over to Pilate. Jesus then came through the locked doors and stood before them saying, "Peace be with you." The first gift of the resurrection, the first gift of the risen Lord is peace. "Cast off your fears," Jesus tells them, "and be at peace." We live in an age of anxiety and fear. We worry about our children. We are afraid to walk down the street at night. We worry about losing our job through layoffs or downsizing. And now we worry about bombs at airports and subways. Every morning in the newspaper, we find new things to worry about, whether it's chemicals in the environment, lead in the water, or another candidate saying stupid things. Every day, we face more and more problems. As Christians, we cannot just walk away from these problems. We are called to work to solve these problems. We are called to work for justice, for peace, to make the world a better place for our children and grandchildren, to help build the kingdom of God. But when faced with all these horrendous problems, we also have to remember that we are not alone. We have to hear the Lord Jesus coming to us and saying, "Peace, do not be afraid. I am with you." And the Jesus who is with us is not the simple carpenter's son. It is the Christ, the Lord, the risen one who has conquered death, the one who holds the keys of death and the netherworld, the Alpha and Omega, the first and last, the one who lives. The power of the risen Lord is not high in the heavens. He is with us here today. He is with us, supporting us. Does that mean that we can now solve all the problems we confront? Does it mean that everything we touch will turn into gold? Does it mean that Christians are made of Teflon and protected from the trials of the world? No. What it means is that our defeats are never final. Our deaths do not end in the grave. Our suffering is not without purpose. The resurrection does not take away the cross. The resurrection gives meaning to the cross. It gives us victory over the cross, over defeat, over death. The resurrection gives us victory even over sin. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven them. If you hold them bound, they are held bound. Jesus is saying this not just to the apostles, but to all the disciples. Christians are all given the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of sins, especially for sins committed against us, each of us. Through the resurrection, we receive the Holy Spirit so that we can forgive sins just as the merciful Jesus forgave. To forgive as Jesus forgives is not easy. Bloodied on the cross, he forgave the people who put him there. Can we stand with Jesus, with the Jesus crucified, and once again in Brussels, in Pakistan, and pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Can we pray for our political opponents and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Whoever the sinner is, whether it's an abortionist or a racist, wasteful spender or budget cutter, bigot or terrorist, for all we must pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because we have the power to forgive sins or hold them bound. I don't find that very easy. I prefer the motto, don't get mad, just get even. But that's not Christian. That's not the way Jesus acted. What Jesus did from the cross was forgive his enemies. And this is what Jesus calls us to do. He does not ask us to just roll over and play dead. He does not ask us to ignore injustice and crime. In fact, we are called to work for justice and peace. And part of that is putting bad people away where they will not hurt innocent people. But the hand we raise for protection is for protection, not for vengeance. Because with Thomas, we have placed our hands in the side of the risen Jesus. As we continue this Eucharist, we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus. We remember that in our baptism, we died with Christ, and we are now raised with him. We pray for the Holy Spirit so that we might continue Jesus' loving work for peace and justice in the world. And we pray that we might have the grace, the power to forgive.